Track 9. Chris Skinner's Bluebells. My garden now has an impressive display of bluebells, thanks perhaps to the very wet spring. However, it's nothing compared to the woodlands at High Ash Farm. Here is Chris Skinner.
Good morning, Chatterbox friends. My name's Chris Skinner, farmer and nature lover, and I live at High Ash Farm, Caister St Edmund, just 2 miles south of Norwich. And the farm is absolutely glorious at this time of the year. Lots of woodland on the farm, and I've just walked in to the edges of one of the larger areas of woodland. There's 12 acres here, quite a size, some tall trees, sweet chestnut trees towering up above me, just about to come into leaf. And the sight in front of me, I'm just walking in on one of the woodland tracks. My demented terrier, Rat, is leading the way. He might start barking any minute if he sees something he's not sure about. And just walking in, and in front of me, the entire woodland floor is bright blue in colour. An amazing sight. But I just wish I could do one thing, and that's bottle the perfume so that when you listen to this recording in your living room or wherever you are, the room would be filled up with this intense aroma. It's really difficult to describe. It's absolutely stunningly beautiful. The flowers, bluebells, grow really just on coasts fringing the Atlantic Ocean, and nowhere more prolific than in Great Britain. Even on the continent, the bluebells only grow in small patches, and here it's from one side of the woodland to the other in front. An amazing spectacle. Here we go, just walking in, and it's quite hilly. Many people think Norfolk is completely flat, and as I walk in, it's a slight incline. Just walking on, the ground is very peaty, and underneath these particular trees there's no bluebells just here, but here we go again. Here we are. The colour is intense, sort of Wedgwood blue is the best way to describe it, and it literally is as far as the eye can see. Just stunning. They're probably, this is what I call living heritage, you know, all the big posh buildings all around our country, particularly in London, even in Norwich. We've got the Roman Catholic Cathedral, the large cathedral down by the River Wensum there, with a huge spire, the second tallest spire in the United Kingdom. Salisbury's the tallest, but we do pretty well here. We've got Norwich Castle Museum with all the artifacts in there. And they're all really human-made things. And in front of me is what I call the living heritage. This is something that goes on from year to year to year, over the centuries and the millennia. These bluebells, probably not the same actual bulbs and plants, have probably been here since Roman times and going way back before then. They kind of self-replicate, which is why I called it living heritage. It just is truly an amazing sight. So, just still walking through. Main bit of the bluebells all around me, taking very care not to actually stand on the plants. Now, this is where it gets interesting. So I'm well into the display now, and I'm on top of the hill, and I'm looking down what's called a glacial river cliff. So in front of me, actually the last ice age, probably thousands of years ago, there'd been a river running through here, and it cut out this valley, which is in front of me. This area was too steep for horses years ago for anybody to reclaim, so it's just left as redundant land, and now it's one of the gems, the jewels of the farm here, to have a display like this. I can hear chiff chaffing away in the distance. Now, as I said, this is where it gets interesting, because I'll just take a few more steps forwards. Here we go, and here's one of the delights just coming into flower. and it's absolutely beautiful little white flowers with long sort of spear-shaped leaves, and it's called Lily of the Valley. That was one of my mum's favourite plants. It loves this kind of habitat, damp woodland floor, quite shaded, and in a couple of weeks' time, when the oak trees, which are in front of me, come into leaf, this area will be plunged into darkness, and so the bluebells have to get a shift on. Now I'm just going to stand up and turn round, because I know this is a really good little patch in the woodland. Yep, here we are. Oh, fantastic. Let's just walk a few more steps over here. And here is one of the woodland wildflower delights. Got to be careful kneeling down right beside it. It's about 30 centimeters tall. That's about a foot in old money. It's the same height as the bluebells, and it's an early purple orchid, also called the bloody butcher, because the little spots on the leaves at the bottom just look like drops of blood on the leaf. And it's bright pink in color, and I'm just going to go a bit closer and have a sniff. And if it's just come into flower, yes, it's a lovely kind of honey nectary perfume to it. And once the flowers have been pollinated, sorry if I'm making you smile a bit, it really just, the scent changes from vanilla, if you like, to cat's pee. So it's just quite amazing how plants, they say, right, I've been fertilised, so I don't need bees to visit anymore, so I'm going to change my perfume. I often change my aftershave from, we won't talk about that, oh dear. So there we are. So one of the delights in the Norfolk countryside at this time of the year, and I'll be popping back, taking you through the season in future weeks. I'm as I said in my introduction a week or two ago, I'm rather like your toaster. You pop a piece of bread in, but you don't quite know when it's going to pop up again. And I'm exactly like that. So talk to you again soon. I'll look forward to it. Bye.
Thank you, Chris. I occasionally also hear you on BBC Radio 4. And your contributions there and on Just Talk are always a delight.